June is Music That Moves Me Month here on MPBN Radio, celebrating the power of music across Maine. Each weekday, you'll hear special stories featuring people from across our state talking about a specific piece of music that has inspired them, made possible by the Maine Community Foundation. Now, here's today's offering.
Okay, so the first time I heard Roy G. Biv by Boards of Canada was in probably May or June of 2000. I had just come back from getting coffee with my friend Adam Drucker, who is a co-owner and co-founder of Anticon Records, and he's still a really good friend of mine. He told me when we were walking back to his apartment that he wanted me to hear this album that he had just got. I was into it, like it was really interesting, but then in the middle of it was this song, Roy G. Biv, that has this opening bass line that's really dirty and sinister sounding, and that plays for a little bit, and then these really strange drums come in. They're sort of hip-hop sounding, but also there's something different about them that I had never really quite heard before. Right before everything comes in, there's this beautiful synth flourish and a sample of a child's voice. And then these piano chords and this main lead synth play. And that's when the song really opens up, and it's like I just immediately had goosebumps, really overwhelming. I'd never listened to a song for the first time and felt nostalgic about something because it reminded me of old PBS shows like Sesame Street and 3-2-1 Contact and shows that were soundtracked by electronic music. It's still something that informs my music to this day. It's still my favorite electronic album, and it's probably my second favorite album. My name is Brendan Whitney. I do music under the name Alias for Anticon Records, and this is music that moves me.